The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
Welcome to the Milk Bar. 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 Welcome to the Milk Bar.
Welcome along, episode 57 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe back with us this week. How was it Devon?
Yes, lovely it was.
Was it?
Yes, really hot. It was like being abroad.
Did you leave it as you found it, nice and tidy, or did you make a mess?
No, we did, actually, because we sort of know the person whose caravan it is, you see.
Oh, it was a static caravan.
Yes, not a draggy behind one.
I thought you were dragging something down the motorway, causing traffic chaos.
No, we've done that. It's just too much trouble.
It was good.
Yes, and for charity as well.
You went on holiday for charity?
For charity, yes.
This is a new and novel approach to dossing.
No, we won it in a... Well, I say we won it. We had to buy it in a charity auction for the NSPCC, and we were the highest bidder, so...
So rather than just donate to the NSPCC, you felt you had to have something back.
We had to have a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. As long as we know where we come from on that one. Right, what's coming up on the podcast this week, Zoe?
Oh, very excited. We've got Hazel O'Connor on.
She will be on the phone later. I had a quick chat with her a short while ago.
She's lovely, isn't she?
She was eating dinner at the time. So fingers crossed she'll have finished tea and we'll have a chat with her. Also today we have music, and it's not an in-studio act this week. We actually have, on the phone, Dennis Anastasiel.
Is it lads?
It's a bloke called Dennis, a guitarist called Callum, and a sister, Trisha, sings on the tracks.
Ah, a lady.
The band, yeah, that's those. Yes, sisters tend to be.
Yes.
And the band are called Anna.
Lovely.
So we'll be hearing from them a little bit later on. Also today,
an old friend.
Well, he's not so much of the old. What was that called for?
It's a bad start, isn't it?
It's not good. Doug Parker, hello.
It's great to be here.
Welcome along to the Milk Bar. Nice to have you with us. And you've heard about Zoe's penchant for men in shorts, and that's what you're wearing for us.
They tell me that it was a prerequisite of the interview, of the cast. They said you can't get in.
It was on the list.
Yeah, if your legs aren't out, you can't go in. So here I am.
And they need combing. So we're having a chat with Doug a little later on. He might be popping. You can just have a chat any time you want, Doug. We'll leave your microphone on.
Well, I'm interested in this holiday in Devon, actually. Where did you go to?
Sandy Bay.
Sandy Bay. Mm. It sounds like something off a Carry On film, doesn't it? Oh, no, matron, Sandy Bay. No, it's great. I'm going down to Devon, you see.
Right.
Later, I shall be going down to Torquay.
Oh, yes, that's sort of on the opposite bit to us. But yeah,
did you see how she dismissed it? It was, well, it's just Torquay that we went to. Sandy Bay, where the posh people go. Well, I'm glad you've come back with a suntan. It's a wonderful part of the world.
Just she hasn't washed, that's
it
all.
Is,
okay.
No. I've got a suntan, Jason. Just because you're jealous.
Yeah, you have got a suntan because your hair's gone limp and everything. But there we go. Right, we have another guest on the phone who's probably wondering what on earth we invited her on for, just so we could chat around what's going on. We have now got on the phone from Coomba Arts, Tonya. Hello.
Hello. Are you
all right?
I am, yeah.
you've no idea what yourself let yourself in for with this.
But it sounds all good.
Now, first of all, tell us a bit about your arts movement.
Okay, well, basically, Coomba Arts Movement. Coomba means creativity in Swahili.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I just I set that up in... Well, I put the idea together in 2003 in my living room. Came back from London. I'm originally from Wolves.
Right.
love it. And I'm a trained actress. What I did, I went to London to do my training, got all my training, and came back to my sunny city. Came back and then basically wanted to put something together for young people, as well as do my acting. As a professional actress, I still wanted to put back into my community, so I set up Coomba Arts Movement. And basically what it is, it's a youth theatre organisation, a creative organisation for young people, so they can come, they can learn the skills of acting, they can do dance, drama, singing now, and we've now just newly set up a film school. Mm-hmm. So there's different activities for young people, and it's about young people who wouldn't normally be able to access this type of activities, that they can access it, no matter, you know, what their background is or what their financial situation is that they still would be able to access it.
Now, you're actually working with two separate age groups, the 5 through 11s and 12 through 19. So you're doing different sort of projects with those groups, I'm guessing.
Well, we normally do. We do separate projects. Like the older young people tend to do a lot more issue-based stuff. Some of our older groups, they were doing a project about gun and knife crime. They also did stuff for anti-bullying and, you know, different things, issues that affect them. The younger children do as well, but not so hard-hitting issue-based.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're doing a project where the whole of the young people are working together on a massive project at the Grand. First time ever, a bit crazy at the moment.
Now, this takes place this coming Monday, the 19th of July. It's called Hats Off the Musical. It's about people, everyday people, Wolverhampton people.
That is correct.
I'm sure that there's a rap song in there somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds good. Like you're just about to sing the song.
Tell us more.
Can we have a sample?
Go on. No, I'm not singing anything. That would be a very bad move.
Well, basically, the young people, they felt a little bit disgruntled about, you know, this whole thing, this whole business about Wolverhampton being one of the worst cities. How ridiculous. Well, they just weren't happy about that. And for them, they felt as though we want to do a bit of a shout-out, a bit of a big-up to our city, Wolverhampton, and just to look at some of the positive aspects of Wolverhampton. The idea came, one of our young people who is now a staff member, basically, he wrote a rap called Hats Off, and he was like bigging up in the rap, he was saying we can go to Bantop Park, we can go to Zip Theatre, you know, he was just talking about lots of different things that you can do in Wolverhampton, you can go to the art gallery. So this young rapper rapping about Wolverhampton, and I just thought, yes, that is the flex, that is what we want to be talking about. So with him, I came up with the idea of doing a musical. Then the young people came on board and they all said, yeah, look, this is what we want to do it about. And so Hats Off is just about Wolverhampton and looking at some of the issues. Yes, we're looking at some of the issues, but we're doing it in a positive way. So really, that's what it's... So we're also looking at... We've got characters like Dread Lester, who just passed away, who worked with the young people with music. We're looking at characters like the Ring Road Tramp, Beverly Knight, the Man on the Horse, Lady Wolfuna. So it's just characters like that. It's not about them, but they're featured because they're part of Wolverhampton. So some of our young people are playing those characters. And we're just doing a bit of a big up, and we're hoping to... We've told Beverly Knight and a few other people, Dread Lester's wife and his daughters, hopefully they should be coming. So we're, you know, it's just a big up, really. We're just proud of our city, like, so, you know.
I was quite surprised when I heard it on the list, to be fair, because I've lived here all my life and I've never come across anything too major, you know what I mean? It is a nice city to live in.
It is. Obviously, everybody has their bad points, you know, at the end of the day. But come on, you know, Wolverhampton, if you think about it, it's not that bad. It's not, it shouldn't even be on any list, if you think about it. So, you know, when I went to London and everybody said, oh, where are you from? You're from Birmingham. I said, no, I'm from Wolverhampton. Oh, you know, so it's like people don't really know it for them to have to diss it. That's just ridiculous.
I'll tell you what. We are an easy target, aren't we? And it stems from the olden days when we were a mucky black country town and we've got lots of industry. Well, we used to have lots of industry, and we've got the scars of that industry to some extent. And when you come along the railway line, as you say, from Birmingham into Wolves, it's not the prettiest piece of track, is it? And so therefore people think of Wolverhampton, and it's become a music hall joke. But you know, and we all know because we live here, there's some beautiful places, and the people are such a rich tapestry of life, aren't they?
Well, everybody, we've been lucky enough to promote Hats Off in City 10, which is in the centre by the Man on the Horse. And everybody who comes in, what we've got is a graffiti wall. We've got like a Lady Wolfuna diary room so that people can express their views on their city. And a lot of people have been saying, look, we love our city. It's very diverse. It's very rich in culture. It's very friendly. These are the words that people are saying. You know, it might not be hustling and bustling like Birmingham or London, but we don't all have to be that. We've got our little place. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. We've got some lovely places to go. go. Lovely we rural have. Places as well, within touching distance.
Definitely.
We have to big it up, and you're going to big this up. I feel you're a big it up person.
A big it up person.
You can't help yourself. You're bigging it up.
You do love a big it up. Well, I'm proud of my city at the end of the day.
Well done you.
I would, like I said, I trained in London. At the time, it was necessary to go to London for what I wanted to do. But, I had every intention back to my city and doing something for my city, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's brilliant. Coombe Arts Movement brings Hats Off the Musical to the Grand Theatre here in the city of Wolverhampton.
Yes.
It's priced at £4 for a child's ticket, £6 for adults. You can get a family ticket, two adults, two kids, priced at £16. If you want a book, you can book online at grandtheatre.info or give them a call 01902 573300 to get your tickets.
You can also get your tickets at the City 10 shop in the city centre, just by the Man on the Horse. We've got the tickets there as well.
If you want to get there, there's no excuse, is there, basically?
No.
And it all doors open at 6:30 for the show starting at 7 o'clock sharp.
Yep.
Brilliant. Well, it should be an absolutely fabulous event. Not only will you be bringing it to Wolverhampton on this occasion, you'll be asked back again to do it again in the city, I'm sure, won't you?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
That's the plan.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can get a lot of, I mean... You know, it's a great opportunity for our young people that have never performed at the Grand Theatre before, because we can't really afford it even now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praying that we can get as much ticket sales so I can pay for it. You get me? So, you know, it's really great for them, and, you know, if it's the last show they do, it'll be a great, great, great show.
So if you see a woman collecting on the streets on Tuesday morning, you'll know the reason why. Now, I'm sure it's going to be a sellout. Fingers crossed you'll be able to get the place full. It's only 1,100 people. They can get them along quite
easy.
There's nearly 250,000 in Wolverhampton. Yeah. I'm sure they're interested and want to come along. Once again, details, it's grandtheatre.info if you want to buy online, or 01902 573300, or pop along to the shop in 10. What's it called again?
It's called City 10.
City 10. I've not spotted that one.
No, I was going to say. Sorry,
it's the old information centre.
Oh, I know.
I know that one.
Yeah, they've changed it now.
Oh, it's got a posh new name.
Why is it called City 10, Tonya?
I don't know. I just found out about it and, like, pushed my nose in and said, could we use the space? Because we ain't got no money, like, so.
And you said it exactly like that, and they took pity on you.
And they loved it. They said, come on, come in, Tonya. But it's now called City 10, and the information centre is at the art gallery now.
Aha, so you can pop along, get your tickets, and make sure you're along for Hats Off the Musical. Please. Grand Theatre, Monday the 19th.
Yeah.
So that's brilliant. We'll look forward to that one coming to the Grand. Tonya Campbell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Right, Bear, we took some music here.
I do like to have them on music, Jason. Is it good? Have you pre-heard it?
Yes, I pre-heard it.
Yes.
Pre-heard it.
It is a word.
Listen, no, it's not.
It's one of my words.
Yeah, that's different. That hasn't got an O in the middle, so you can pronounce it. Right, this is Anna. First track is the title track from the album. This is called Legacy.
So I ask you, do I have to do this on my own? I strive to make an everlasting impression on this world we call it our home. So you'll find me trying hard not to believe, but when I'm gone, my life fades away, just like those dreams by the sea.
That's Legacy, taken from the album Legacy. They are Anna, having a chat with them a little bit later on. But before that, we go back to the phones and have a chat with a lovely young lady by the name of Hazel O'Connor. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you. Sitting in the pouring rain in Ireland.
Oh, we're sitting in the pouring rain in Wolverhampton as well.
I heard that, actually.
We're all sharing the same situation. Which
finally, the weather's broken for the Midlands.
Well, yeah, I noticed, about 4 o'clock this afternoon, I thought, hang on, it's going dark. Is it winter again now? And it was just a cloud, a rain cloud, but it was still really weird.
Yeah.
But how is your world? What have you been up to?
Oh, I've just been really busy. I'm only home now here in Ireland for a week. I've been in England because we had the Godiva Festival in Coventry.
Yeah, your hometown?
A week ago, yeah, with the Subterraneans, and that was really great fun. And I just try and pop back to Ireland just to make sure I still have the bed that I recognise, because I seem to be on the road. I've been on the road mostly this year, really.
But when you're actually back in Coventry area, do you not stay with your family?
I stay with my mum, yeah.
That's at least a nice warm surrounding to find yourself in. If you're on tour, hotel rooms just get very bland. It's nice to be able to come back and have some home-cooked food.
Yeah, no, I love to see my mum. Unfortunately, my mum's very, very poorly, so when I go to Coventry, that's why I spend a lot of time in the Midlands now, because my mum has a terminal disease.
So it's been there for her, and it's nice to be in the UK and close to friends and family when
you're
working.
Absolutely, no, I'm blessed that I have this kind of work where I can go, okay, I'll just stay here until the next whatever, and I can, so lucky.
You can get away. What made you move to Ireland then?
Well, I lived in Los Angeles before I moved to Ireland.
See, that's a bit more pop starry, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but it stinks. Living in Los Angeles is really not suitable for people like me, because everybody there is judged on their last hit, their, you know, most beautiful body and face. And, you know, you go on the beach in LA and you start to feel very insignificant against all the beach babes. And
your talent is there, though, so come on.
Yeah, I just think it's a place that's much more, towards what you look like and what your image is, whereas Ireland just called to me because it's a place where music is still played in the home. But, you know, it's a dying thing, but you know, everybody seems to be a musician here, and we still have music sessions, which I love, you know, and it's less and less in England now.
So have you got a group of friends you have a jamming session with regularly over there?
Yeah, well, when we're all home, that's the problem now, because everybody seems to be on tour. All your mates, you go, oh, you're free? No, I'm touring with David Gray. Oh, are you free? No, I'm off with Clannad. Oh, okay.
You'll get once every so often.
It's Christmas, and then hopefully no one's working Boxing Day.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, really.
You're touring with an album at the moment as well, aren't you?
Yes. Well, I'm touring with two albums.
You've just been great. Okay, there's one of yours, and then there's a group.
Yeah, I'm working with the Subterraneans, who are the Coventry band that I work with a lot.
Yeah.
And we've just re-recorded all the Breaking Glass songs to make a Breaking Glass Now album.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all touring in the autumn, which I think we're coming up your way then in Bilston on the 25th.
The Robin 2?
Yeah, the Robin 2 on the 25th of November. I mean, that's miles away, but it's worth saying. And we've got a big London gig. And in the London gig, I'm also sharing the bill with the other band that I work with, which is called the Bluja Project, which is three girls. I'm one of the three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a girl that used to be with the Bell Stars, Claire Hurst, who plays sax, and a girl that used to sing with the Eurythmics, who plays piano, and we do more kind of, torch songy things, really, three girls do. Mm-hmm.
So does this mean you've got to work on both bands on that night, then, so you're going to be singing?
Yeah, because we had to shift out the Bluja Project's London gig till the spring of next year, and so we just thought it would be a brilliant idea, because this year has been my kind of 30-year anniversary since Breaking Glass.
That is quite frightening, because I remember all that when I was a kid. I mean, admittedly, I was only 8 at the time, but it's still the way time passes.
I know, and I just think that because I do different genres of work, and lucky enough to get the fans that come and see me different sorts of work, you know, the different faces, and I don't find a conflict of interest in any of it, because we all work together. So hopefully the way that night will work, Bluja Project will do, you know, like a half an hour set, and then I'll do the Breaking Glass stuff, because that's what we're committed to for this year's band tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll all have a good old all together at the end, and hopefully the Irish harp player that I work with a lot as well, Cormac DeBarra, hopefully he'll be able to come over and, you know, have a good old sing-song and play with us at the end.
And it's just a number of costume changes as well. That's the other excuse. You get no frock for each one.
No, I'm not one of those. I'd love to be, but it does seem kind of bottom of my list, things like clothes and, you know, all the paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm. It's more about the music.
I think so, yeah. It was funny, at the Godiva Festival last week, somebody interviewed me, said, I'll meet you by my car, it's just over there. And they went, oh, is it the Rolls Royce? No, that's the producer's blimmin' car. No, mine's the old Focus next to it.
It's much more utilitarian for driving about in, rather than having to look good and worry about chipping the paintwork on the motorway, though.
I tell you what, I would really hate to be so attached to a piece of machinery, you know, that it's, you know, if the paintwork gets scratched, it's, oh no, because it's bound to with me driving it. Not that I scratch it on other people's things, but I have those kind of little horror stories where you back into a rock, you know, on the side of a mountain in Ireland or something, and you go, oh, who put that rock there?
I understand completely. I'm a nightmare when it comes to cars. Mine are slightly dented. Other people driving into me, I hasten to add, but, you know, it's always a problem. Now, what else is going on in your world of work at the minute? Because is there much of the acting work on the scene at the moment?
No, not really. Not for this year. Haven't kind of got the time, because now we're into the festival part of the year. And next week I'm going to do Guildfest in Guildford. And I'm doing that with the Bluja Girls, Bluja Project. And then we've got, we're up again in the Midlands. We're doing Farmer Phil's. I forgot about that, Farmer Phil's Festival near Shrewsbury, and which is really fun. I love that festival.
And it must be a great setting, because Shrewsbury's and the surrounding areas are just so picturesque.
Oh, it's just magnificent. Myself and Cormac DeBarra, who I said earlier plays harp with me, we did the gig there about 2 years ago, and it was just stunning. It was a beautiful valley, and it's a family festival, and the sun was shining.
It all sounds very ideal, doesn't it? Just wandering around, touring, playing music, just doing what you love.
I think that part of it is idyllic, and it's a great blessing to be able to continue to do something that a person loves, you know, and I love singing, I really do. But I was discussing this with my housemate earlier, you know, the only sad part about it is that there's an awful lot of not such nice stuff that you have to deal with.
That's not just the tax forms.
Well, the tax forms, it just begins at the tax forms and then it continues, you know. And a kind of an average day for me would be hopping in my old Ford Focus and driving off at midday to wherever we're playing next. and drive in till the gig, get to the gig, it may be 2 hours away, it might be luckily an hour away, then I'll go and find an afternoon tea or something nice in some place, you know, wherever I am, to try and discover something new. And then really it's from 5 o'clock, your sound check, set the lights, get yourself ready, maybe get a bite to eat, doesn't always happen, start the gig, and when the gig finishes, then I'll always do meet and greet with my fans. So by the time I leave, I might be driving to the next hotel about 1 in the morning. So it kind of, you know, there's not really much much spare time there. I think that's why when, you know, people get famous and they have a great album and then they're just put on the road, because that's the way the business runs, you have to go out and keep people, you know, aware of your existence, then often the second album can be really crummy because they've not really got much to say. You know, like it's a song about a hotel room.
Yeah. So it seems like you really enjoy it though, because you've been doing it for so many years. And would you prefer being on the road to in the studio?
Oh, I hate being in the studio. Oh, I don't like the studio. I've always been really confined. Yeah. And I'm just happy that recording has changed so much that you don't have to go into a studio these days. You know, people like me who have a phobia, studio phobia, you know, you can just as easily set it up with the computer in the cottage where I live and look out over the fields and, you know, I can do me sing songs here, and a lot of the acoustic stuff you can do in your own home before you transfer it to somewhere. I love that. I'm so thrilled that computers have changed my life in that way.
Yeah.
Nice, relaxed way of doing things.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, different musicians have different ways of creating, and I just think mine always works best when it's kind of organic in all departments, for coming from an idea or coming from where I'm hanging out and what I'm looking at when I'm singing, because it just seems horrible to be in a little dark room.
Aww. Creativity brought to life. It takes over. We are not in a little dark room. We're in a massively bright room with a lovely green view.
It is a nice green view, I must admit.
Yeah, see what I mean? Where you're situated, you're lucky. But imagine a lot of people in your business, could be in a little dark room now, couldn't they? Reading the traffic news.
Oh, no, we're not being tortured with that. That's the important bit. The freedom of doing what we do, again, via computers. It's all good fun. So, Hazel, thank you for joining us. Give us the details where people can find out all about all the gigs, because obviously up at Robin too, so check out their website for that one, for the November gig. But give us the full details so anyone else can find out how to find you.
Go to the website, which is www.hazeloconnor.com.
Okay, simple as that. Hazeloconnor.com. Everything on there. Photos, albums, directions to download and buy things, a lot.
I hope so. I'm not really very good in the cyber world.
You don't do that, but you've got somebody else to look after that for you, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I'm trying my hardest now to get there. I do switch on my computer every day now.
You check your emails, that's what counts.
Just about.
Lovely to talk to you, Hazel. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your touring for this year, and you never know, we might see you on telly or in a film very near, maybe if you get a little more chance to do some acting as the winter months draw.
Oh yeah, that would be fun. I look forward to that when it comes, whenever it is in life.
Hazel, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Let's take some more music from our featured band this week. They are Anna, and this is Standing Still. We'll be right back. Anna. And to tell us a bit more about it, we have a gentleman behind the music on the phone. Dennis, how are you doing?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good. Now, you notice I haven't had another go at saying your surname. I tried it at the top of the programme. Anastasial, was it?
Anastasial. There you go. Very close, very close.
It was almost there. So, Dennis, or Den, as well, abbreviate your name as far as we can.
Yep.
Tell us a bit about the music, because we've heard Legacy, which is the title track from your album, isn't it?
It is a title track. You also heard on there a special vocalist guest, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha
Paisley.
She came along and helped along that on that one. That's kind of, you've just heard two tracks, one extreme to the other.
I was going to say, they are very different, aren't they?
They are very different. I mean, Legacy is more what I like, and Standing Still is more what my guitarist, who's the other member of my band, that's more of his style of music. So
Mr. Callum Fox.
Mr. Callum Fox, yeah, an amazing guitar player. Absolutely amazing. I mean, you've heard the expression that play the guitar like you're ringing a bell. That's no understatement with him. He's amazing, he really is.
So tell us a bit about how this album's come together, because it's not just been a 5-minute job, has it?
Oh no, it hasn't been it's taken us approximately about 18 months to put it together. It's more of an experiment. We're now going in a direction that we want to go and finding out what we want to do. The tracks that are included on this album have been a progression of us working together, and we bounce ideas off each other, and it works extremely well. We're now finding our direction. You're probably here, maybe in Runaway is the direction we maybe go in.
Mm-hmm.
We've found a balance between the two of us.
I was going to say, is that going to be a combination of those two different styles all mixed into one?
Yeah, yeah. So Runaway's a good example of that.
Well, tell you what, should we take a listen to Runaway?
We'll have
a listen through that now, and then we'll talk a bit more about the band immediately afterwards.
Okay.
Meanwhile, they are Anna, still, and this is Runaway.
Make a passionate fight for all of the things that you can feel, for all the things imaginary, make them real. Run so far away. Nothing to
Run away from Anna. They put your headphones back on, young lady. Get on with your job.
Sorry.
You're just sitting there. Doug, our guest, who's on again in a minute, Doug Parker, stop putting her off.
He's very chatty, isn't he?
We were just getting excited listening to that, talking about it sounding very 80s, and we thought Dennis sounded very 1950s. But
who's
going to ask him how old he is? How old are you, Dennis?
I'm 43.
There you are. Told you. You're just a mere sap as yet, aren't you?
Where's he going? I've got a little way to go yet.
He's upset now. He's offended.
I'm glad it's the guests offending them rather than me and Zoe doing it this time round. But at the age of 43, is this your first album?
This is, yeah. Although I've got a hell of a collection of songs behind me
that
I've been doing over the years. Actually, I mean, going back to it said it sounds very 80s. I actually writ this chord structure in sort of late 80s, early 90s. I've kept it with me and run it past Callum, and this is the result of it, basically.
I said it sounded very much like Duran Duran.
Well, I'd take that as a compliment, actually. I quite like Duran Duran.
Yes,
if you had their money, you'd be very happy, wouldn't you? But there we are.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of influences, obviously. At the age of 43, you've had a lot of music to listen to as you've gone along.
Oh, yeah.
What do you prefer to listen to on your own, then? Obviously, you must have a favourite artist.
I love film music, the synth sci-fi sounds, you know, the actual film music. So Jerry Goldsmith, big fan of Jerry Goldsmith.
Even the Gremlin soundtrack?
Not so much the Gremlin soundtrack, but more along the lines of the Running Man, Terminator, and all them real deep emotional type. That's the stuff I really love, and I get really into. But as pop music or chart music goes, I've probably got a collection like a DJ would have. It really does vary.
Eclectic.
Yeah.
Why is it taking you so long to actually put it into an album? What are you laughing
about?
Then
Doug, who's been rude now, Doug?
That's a good question. If I went,
when you're musical and you've got all that back catalogue.
I mean, I've been doing this since I was about 11, singing and playing music. The mistake was I got a mortgage.
So you get very sidetracked when it comes to making money.
And the next thing I knew, I'm 20 years down the line, I'm sort of thinking, well, you know, what have I done with it? I've kept with it all the time.
I tell you what, Dennis.
The mortgage, or the...
Hey, Dennis, you're like a mature wine that's been laid aside for 20 years, and now you're all vintage all the way through, aren't you?
That's fantastic. That sounds about right.
Quote from Doug Parker, send her in the post, he'll let you use that one, but there we are.
Yes.
So, I mean, what happens now then? Because the album is out there and it's in the wild now.
Yeah, it's just been released on the 28th of last month. Mm-hmm. We're now promoting it, so to speak. So we're now going to be, hopefully, if we can get some airplays and so on and so on, and it takes off, and then I'd be able to do what I'm really looking forward to doing, and that's going out and doing live shows and going around the country and meeting people, meeting fans, and doing what I love doing, and this is what I love doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a great time listening to the tracks we've heard so far. Two more to come. I mean, it's an explosion of sound, and particularly with the way some of the music sort of builds to a complete crescendo.
Yeah.
And I mean, it must have taken quite a while to get the different layers of music down in the studio.
It's I've got quite. I'm going to use the word advanced studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the sky's the limit. It really is. Whatever I want to do, I can do. I'm not restricted. Because I'm also produced the album as well.
Yeah.
So all the production has been done by myself. And I know what I'm doing. I know what I want. And I know how to get it. And it makes it really easy for me, rather than relying on somebody else and not liking the end result. If I'm not happy with it, I'll just keep going until I am.
Mm-hmm.
My mother calls me a perfectionist. She's one as well. it just runs in the family, I think.
Well, it's absolutely great sound. Obviously, keeping the family working with Tricia working on the album with you as well.
Yeah.
If people want to buy it or find out more, where do they go to?
Well, you can go to... probably the easiest thing to do is the MySpace page, which is basically Anna Fan Club. So myspace.com/AnnaFanClub.
A-N-A Fan Club.
Yeah, and there is a link on there which will take you direct to Amazon if you want to buy the album. It's mm-hmm. available there.
And is it available as an actual CD as well?
It's available as a CD, yeah. Or you can download as well. It's entirely up to
good old CD. Yeah.
You can do your bit for the environment. You can have something you can hold in your hand.
It's I prefer holding it in my hand.
Douglas, behave.
I said nothing.
Yeah, right. You've got that cheeky look on your face. Behave back there at the back of the studio. So, no, brilliant. Anna Fan Club on the MySpace, and you can check out more. See pictures of the band. And is he down a cave or something in those pictures? Is that...
That's you've seen the album cover, I take it.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
That was actually hand drawn.
Oh right.
By my sister Tricia.
Mm-hmm.
Brings many talents to your band.
Yeah. Well, she said, you know, I put the ideas across for the album cover because, you know, we just wanted not so much something different, but something to express the talents we have. So we come up with this picture. It's I love it. I absolutely love it because I was born on St. George's Day, hence the dragon. And we just bounced these ideas off each other, and she did all the album cover and everything for me. So she's wonderfully talented like that.
Brilliant. Check out the artwork online and pick yourself up a copy of the album. I'm sure you've enjoyed listening to it here in the Milk Bar today, and you're going to want to get a copy of that for yourself to stick on the mantelpiece. That'd be a good place to put it. A good bit of artwork and an album.
All in one.
Does the job. Dennis, thank you for joining us. Good to have you on the programme.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
And two more tunes to say to go. This one is called Something You Said.
I'll find love.
something you said. That's Anna. This is the Millbar. Jason and Zoe here. Now, Zoe, you're excited because Dougie's wearing his shorts.
He is, yes. He's got lovely legs as well, hasn't
he? Thank you. Yeah, well-preserved. Cuprinol, I think. Well, there we go.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
That's amazing.
Hey, for an older person.
I know. Well, you see, I don't normally like hairy legs, but they're
with
quite
me,
nice.
You could make an exception.
Yes.
It's a good not. You're not an arachnophobe. She'd be well out of the building by now, wouldn't she?
She would, but there we are. Douglas of Parker.
It's lovely to be here in this pod. I've never been podcast before.
It's are a you bit enjoying it?
It is. It's
a bit cramped sometimes.
It's like sitting in an upmarket KA. Do you know what I mean? That's what you call a podcast.
Yes, that's the way to do. So, I mean, yeah, we discussed, I booked all this through your wife.
You did, yes.
She's your agent, pretty much, these days.
She's my spokesperson, basically, on the basis that I can never get a word in.
Uh-huh.
And she is on... what's that thing
Facebook.
That you... That's the one.
Yeah.
And all those other things that you do, because mm-hmm. I don't do that myself.
Yeah, so we're just talking. So what's your website?
Yeah.
And you haven't got one.
I'm a bit like Hazel O'Connor, really. I'm from a different generation. Mm-hmm. And Luddites, we drag ourselves reluctantly from about 2 centuries ago. But no, in reality, I love people. I've never got time anyway. I'm always out doing a gig or doing this, that.
Or writing books or whatever.
Or writing a book.
I do like it when I go into...
Yeah, yes.
You go into Waterstones and you see Doug Parker on the shelf.
It's usually in the remains. But yeah,
it
it's in
the
there. It's you're surprised now, Zoe, aren't
I
you?
I am, actually,
sitting there in the...
She can't write, so it's shocking for her.
Don't you think that Zoe, since she's come back from a holiday, sitting there in a leopard skin leotard and green slingback Wellingtons, don't you think that she looks a picture of health?
A picture of something.
She is. And you, Jason, well, you should put something on. Well, but it's lovely to be here. Just ask me anything. How long have we got?
Well, we could start off with this. So how old are you then? Based on your comments to our previous guest.
Now, even my gynaecologist doesn't know the answer to that question. But isn't the lawn lush at the Molyneux at the moment? We should say that on the pod.
Isn't it lush?
How lush can you get a football pitch?
We don't normally admit to where we are, but yes, we can see the grass of Molyneux out of our window.
Yeah. No, it's because we're on one of the high-rise flats overlooking it, that's why, Jason.
Yeah, no, this is... We've given the game away before, we can carry on. But it is a nice view for a podcast, isn't it?
It's beautiful, it's lovely to be here. The ambiance is lovely. You've made me feel welcome. It's lovely sitting in a milk bar with a glass of water. That's the sort of feeling I've got about the place. Wonderful.
That's our budget, I'm afraid.
It is our budget.
Non-existent, but there we go.
I love that accent. It's our budget.
I don't think it's that bad.
What are the worst words you come out with? Our.
Phone.
So, phone, yeah, that's a good one. Where's the W in phone?
And one as well, I think.
One.
It's a lovely voice.
Yeah. She could sell something with that. I'm sure. I'm not sure what.
I bet you've got a bad accent, but people.
I haven't. My accent's not too bad.
Well, Zoe was telling
us. She used to go to London.
Oh, she's off now. She started, you know. She won't stop.
Stopping. No.
Don't be listening, Zoe. Go on.
No, if you used to go to London or somewhere like that obscure, they'd say you were from Birmingham.
Because London's really obscure, isn't it?
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah. When I was up in Liverpool, they did say you're from Birmingham, and I argued with them. And they pointed out it was a good 14 miles away from there. Please don't tarnish me with that.
They always say Birmingham, don't
Birmingham.
They?
Yeah, which is different.
It's a bit like Derby and Nottingham.
Yeah.
In similarity, geographically. You're looking at me, Zoe, but it is. Derby and Nottingham are probably similarly placed as are Wolverhampton and Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And people from Derby don't want to be Nottingham people. Do you get my drift?
Yeah, well, I certainly wouldn't want to be a Derby person if I was in Nottingham. Derby's horrible.
You reckon? Well, Nottingham's lovely, isn't it?
I love Nottingham. It's brilliant.
Four girls to every man.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No wonder you like it.
You have to go for mail order on the internet for anything other than that, don't you? But there we go. So, come on then. The career spans several decades now. In the
25
wonderful,
years.
Yeah.
It
the wonderful world of God.
Like it's 25 Hazel O'Connor.
Years. It is true. It's 25 years I've done it this October, and it's amazing because it's just flown by. Everybody says that. And we were talking to Hazel O'Connor earlier, and it does seem but a moment to those of us who were there to now. It's the click of fingers. Mm. And for me, 25 years has been great, honestly. And I feel now I'm starting to know what I can do.
Just about getting the idea.
But it's true. We were saying, weren't we, to that gentleman who's got the album, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Available at a shop near you. He's 20 years in the making, that album.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You see, it takes time to nurture a talent. doesn't it, Zoe? It does.
Well,
Jason,
I might, be nurtured by the time I'm 65.
I think you should be nurtured.
But something like that.
But it is 25 years of going from nightclubs to theatres to anniversaries, celebrations, wherever there's an audience. And just
you've done loads of telly stuff as well. I mean, we mentioned the books, you've got the gigs that are out and about, but you've done some TV warm-up and TV work.
Loads of TV warm-up, yes. Used to do the Parkinson show, you know, with Michael. Oh. And all great experiences. Used to do Pebble Mill at one when we had television in the Midlands.
Yeah, the old days.
Pebble Mill, yes.
Central Weekend Live. Who remembers that on a Friday night? All the
Nutters.
Yeah, that was great. It was wonderful. And I did that for 12 years. Mm-hmm. But what a great apprenticeship for a comic or anyone who wants to do work with people, because you've got to think on your feet and you've got to be ready for anything, really.
You know, we've talked to a few comics and many of them who are at different stages of their career, and some have been going for maybe 5-10 years. We spoke to Rob Heaney, Susan Murray, and they've been doing that sort of time. Phil Butler's been on the podcast as well, and he does his own
Our Trace,
yeah. I mean, Our Trace is probably new to the game, but yeah. she must be about 25-30, like yourself, Doug. And it's quite interesting seeing different perspectives of it and what's going on in comedy. So Our Trace does a little bit of raunchy stuff. I'd say, are you more of a family entertainer?
Yeah, I don't do anything blue at all. Mm-hmm. I always say you don't have to be blue to be funny.
Does that exclude you from some of the club circuit, though?
Well, you choose to do that. You have to go where you feel most comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's important for any comic to know his best audience. It's like musicians. If you're a folk singer, you don't want to headline a heavy metal concert, do you?
No.
Because clearly you'd be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And for comics, it's important to know your audience. Chubby Brown does very well because people know what Chubby Brown's going to do.
And I know not to go and see Chubby Brown.
Well, exactly. And my stuff's all about life, about growing up, about courting, being married, having kids, and all those things. I just choose not to swear and not to do anything blue. Mm-hmm. And it means you can bring your wife, your girlfriend, your granny, the vicar, and they'll have a good laugh and you won't be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that.
That sounds good to me. I'm completely with you on that one. As much as I will go along to a comedy club and have a good laugh at some of the naughtier stuff, it's about the crafting and the humour as well as the language, isn't it? And sometimes the language is used to punctuate. Other times, it's used for the wrong reasons, and it takes away from the act you see.
Well, I think the sad thing is that some people feel that they've got to do it, and comedians now, almost, it's obligatory. Mm-hmm. And you see great comics like Billy Connolly, and he's funny without swearing, but he always swears. Mm-hmm. Now, that's Billy's choice, and he's very, very successful. But what I would say is that Billy Connolly would be immensely popular, and more popular in some quarters, if he didn't swear. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Now, he does what he's comfortable with, and I can't knock that because he's hugely successful. But he is a funny person. Yep. It isn't the swearing that makes him funny. I think he does it because he feels the audience expects him to.
Yeah, some of the stuff he's done, there's a few travelogue programmes he's done, and obviously on the BBC and on a Sunday afternoon, you can't get away with that sort of stuff. very funny in that sort of thing too, in that context.
Yes, absolutely, and an intelligent mind at work there. Mm-hmm. Very clever. He spots things in life that maybe you wouldn't spot, but when he points it out, you think, yes, he's absolutely right. And that's the essence of good comedy, isn't it? It's being able to put a spin on things which are ordinary to people. Mm-hmm. What I try to do when I'm on stage is to draw a picture with words, and I hope that my audience will colour it in. And if you can do that and you're on the same wavelength, it's a great night. And that's what comedy's about. Having a laugh, and we need a laugh, don't we?
We do need to put a smile on everyone's face, particularly at the moment, in the way the world is, just the minute, we do need a bit of a smile. So, I mean, gigs-wise, most of your stuff you're doing, is it private functions, or have you got anything else that's on the way the public can come along to?
Yeah, I do loads of stuff. I mean, lots of gigs. Like, for example, we do clubs. I'm doing things like the Land Rover Social Club. I only mention that because that's a smashing venue in Solihull. I'm doing the Civic Hall in Brawley Hill. But we also do 50th wedding anniversaries, 50th birthdays. Anything like a village hall, we do loads of those out in the country, where people get together and they have a couple of hours of me and a fish and chip supper, and we have some cracking nights.
And you steal their chips.
I always steal people's chips. That's compulsory, isn't it, Zoe?
But, oh, definitely, yes.
But anywhere where people get together, there's a need to have entertainment. That's where we go. And I take my laughter show out with music as well, with a couple of great musicians, mm-hmm. Ashcroft and Lewis. And we do hours of it. In fact, sometimes we're still there and the audience have gone.
I was going to say, you're still there when
No, but it's lovely. It's lovely to be out. And if you think of this, you go out with your friends, maybe on a Saturday night, and you have a good sing-song, a good laugh, and a nice supper. There's not much better than that, is there?
No. Does the job. If people do want to book you, though, how do they do so?
They can give me a call. Mm-hmm. 01902-338-121.
Okay,
338-121. You wanted to come in.
I was going to say Wolverhampton 338-121. That's what I was going to say. That's all. Nothing more. I wasn't trying to steal your moment. Just repeat the number.
I'm very fond of you, Jason.
So it all sounds good, and we look forward to maybe getting along to one of your gigs. Zoe will now try and blag tickets.
No, Zoe, no, it's you that blags the tickets.
I know people offer me tickets. You try and blag.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I haven't.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about this. There's a little bit of a disturbance in the milk bar, but normal service will be resumed. This has been a wonderful pod, don't you think? Tonight,
it's been fun.
We enjoy it.
I was expecting Zoe to say, "So can you tell us a joke, Doug? Can you share just a few moments of stand up with us? You can sit down and do it. We don't mind."
Well, always, the first thing that I say to people wherever I go is that I'm a Wolverhampton lad, and Wolverhampton's not twinned with anywhere, but we've got a suicide pact with Walsall. You see, that's the, see, you're going already. We could do hours. Play a song, son.
We should do that. We'll take our last tune from Anna. Doug, thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
We'll throw you out in a minute. Don't worry about that. But this has been lovely to have you here in the Milk Bar today. But our final tune from Anna is this one. It is called It's a Long Way Home. Anna. It's a long way home. Zoe,
very somebody. Much like Duran Duran again. I'll for you also, on that one.
Yeah, is it your own?
I do think so. Yes, okay. I think it's his voice.
That's fine. You insist on it being Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm. I used to love Duran Duran.
No, we're not having the. No, we don't. Can we get them on? There's not a Duran Duran story like the one with Simple Minds, is there?
Oh, there is actually. It's quite, no, it's quite funny actually. I can tell you if you like.
Just for your information, Zoe misplaced something. Listen to Simple Minds.
No.
The mind boggles actually thinking about that,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Don't think about that.
No, I've got a very funny one about. Oh no, actually, no, ignore me.
You can't tell that story.
No, it was Aha, not Duran Duran.
Oh right.
Oh, that fella Morton thing.
Yeah, you get Morton Harkett on the phone and tell him as
misplaced something.
Yeah.
Can you send me it through the post?
No, it's very funny.
They're back together.
I trot it out.
I think they are actually. Yeah. We look forward to that, Zoe.
Shall I tell you about that next week, Jason?
Yes, we can build to that. Zoe's Aha story next week here in the Milk Bar. Before we clear off, we've got some presents.
I was told you had post.
Who by?
The new chap downstairs.
Oh, yeah, New Killer Shoes. They've sent us some CDs, and they said you can have the one with the picture on.
Oh.
There you go.
They gave me the one with the picture on.
It says we'd have to argue about who gets the original, who gets the promo copy. I'm having the promo copy. You can stare at the boys from New Killer Shoes.
No legs, though.
We'll have to invite them back in. See, Doug does
the
job.
They look totally different on there, don't they?
Well, no, they're sort of flat on there in black and white. When they came in, they were full colour. Yeah.
3D.
Yeah, and
or
everything.
4D.
We were all full colour when we came in.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But his Zoe's hair's just some bleaching from good old
It's nice, Devon. Though. It's lovely.
Could do with
what,
some
my
conditioning.
Hair
she only had some on her head.
That's your
well, at least I've got hair, unlike
come on, it's getting nasty now.
It is.
Stop it.
Not called for. Well, there we go. Right, as I was saying, nice present for your New Killer Shoes. You can listen to that
Thank
in your
you
car.
Very much.
Okay, so that's lovely. And there's a little picture of them there as well.
Oh.
Also in black and white. Did they look
Shall
like that
I
when
have
they
that
came
one?
In? No, I'll hold
no,
on to that.
Okay.
Well,
there's only three of them on there, isn't there?
That's because there was only three of them when they came in, remember?
I've got four here.
I know. Well, Adam's left because his girlfriend's pregnant and giving birth.
This is like a programme for the mentally bewildered.
It's going that way, isn't it? But yeah, Zoe hasn't got the foggiest what's happening, so a carer's waiting outside. Right, we'll be off back next week for more in the Milk Bar. So Zoe, look forward to seeing you then.
I shall try and get a guest next
week.
You're
actually going to bother.
I shall try.
See, Hazel was one of yours.
Well, that's it, you see.
We'll let you have that.
Yes.
But there we go. A
couple of weeks late, but still.
There we are. It's the way it works out. Right, thanks again for joining us back again soon here in the Milk Bar. They're off for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar, yeah.